Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcast.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game. Headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
I spend most of my time right over there, surveying the raw landscape of news, then carefully carving it up into the newsiest landforms, damming its natural water seeps to create the most topical artificial story lakes, then adding meadows, playgrounds to unveil for you the glorious natural heritage protected New York City Central Park that is my monologue. But sometimes, folks, I crash a stolen tanker of Four Loko into a frog pond off I-95 and try to cover my tracks by burning it off with factory rejected fireworks before backfilling the whole mess with a truckload of used batteries to create the outlaw Superfund side of news that is my segment. It's the opiate of the masses. It's the opiate of the masses of what it is. Meanwhile, a new study says due to tectonic shifting, the Pacific Ocean is shrinking by about an inch every year. Well, of course it looks smaller. That ocean water's cold. Meanwhile... Really? Okay. Meanwhile, the German candy company Lidl was ordered to destroy gold chocolate bunnies after it lost a copyright case with Lindt. Lindt claimed that Lidl's chocolate bunnies matched the shape and features of their own candies. So, in order to avoid being accused of making chocolate bunnies, Lidl is introducing their brand new product, the Chocolate Duck. There it is. You may be seeing a bunny. Legally, it's a duck. Meanwhile, after taking a long break for COVID, Trader Joe's is finally bringing back free samples. Yeah! Come on! I am so amped. I feel like I just drank 1 ounce of coffee. Meanwhile, we here at Meanwhile HVAC Installations and Speculative Dental Solutions sometimes get so much Super Mario news that we have no choice but to cover it in our Mario-only Meanwhile subsegment, It's Meanwhile. It's Meanwhile. They released the first poster for the new Super Mario Brothers movie, and now fans are asking Nintendo to fix the plumber's flat butt. Okay, well, this is how big his butt is in the games, so how flat could the new butt possibly be? Okay, I get it. Where did it go? How hard is he clenching? I think I know where he keeps those coins. Besides missing Mario's lovely lady lumps, fans were quick to point out that Mario would barely be able to jump 3 feet with his current design, so a redesign is necessary to ensure his actions in the movie are realistic. Yes, it is important that this fire-shooting Italian who eats mushrooms to double his size so he can fly with his raccoon tail to save a princess from marrying an evil-talking dinosaur turtle be realistic. It's a meanwhile. The character's physical attributes aren't the fans' biggest complaint. Mario is being voiced by Chris Pratt, and the trailer revealed that Chris Pratt sounds just like a dude with no accent. You can't do Mario without an Italian accent. How are we supposed to know he's from Japan?
This has been The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. The Late Show will be back from fall break on October 24th with all new episodes. If you're enjoying The Late Show Pod Show, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. For more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
CBS Sunday, After the Equalizer.
You collect rewards, right?
This is how I make my living.
It's the season finale.
Everyone's looking for something.
Of Tracker.
You strong swimmer?
So-so's
okay.
Justin Hartley stars.
How you survive, you make quick, smart decisions, and you never let panic take the wheel.
Sounds cool.
It is cool, actually. Very cool.
Tracker, CBS season finale Sunday, After the Equalizer, on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.